Now, friends, it is our pleasure to introduce Coleman Cox, the kindly philosopher you're waiting to hear. Mr. Cox.
Thank you. If you need it, really want it, have the money and can spare it, why, doggone it, go and buy it. It is not what you deny yourself, but that which you buy yourself that will add to your life's comforts and pleasures. The sort of reformers we need in this country are those who live lives so clean and happy that others will want to imitate them. To mend your ways, commence by making good all broken promises. A college education does one of two things for a young man. It makes him a bigger and better man, or a more complete ass. Success is achievement, the reward incidental. My friends have given me the happiness I've enjoyed, and I credit them with whatever business success I've had. But I alone am responsible for my failures.
How true that is.
When a speaker or a writer, in order to create laughter, attempts to ridicule another man's religion or nationality, he is about through. We are all more or less self-appointed traffic cops along the road of life, trying to tell others which road to take, though we have no assurance that we are traveling the right road.
How true that is.
Too many open the door of their minds to welcome scandal. It's going to be mighty hard to make some fellows believe that a dog is man's best friend. For what does a dog know about endorsing notes and loaning a man money? Before criticizing and abusing a competitor who is doing more business than we are, it is well to take into consideration the fact that the public, after investigating both of us, favored him. Some of the best talks ever made on thrift and temperance were made by men who had been spendthrifts and drunkards. Travel is an education. Each and every trip causes us to appreciate our homes and friends more and more. I have never seen a stuttering or a tongue-tied woman, have you?
No.
Quit making liars out of people by asking them to tell you just what they think of you and your business. There is no better recommendation than a good reputation. A friend of mine was telling me that he had never worked a crossword puzzle, but he was working for one and was married to another one. Here's a little piece of advice that's going to be worth a lot to you. Let someone else employ your relatives, personal friends, and brother lodge members.
Oh, how true that is, Coleman.
Have you ever tried looking upon life as a firm with which you have a charge account? And are charged with the wrongs you do and are credited with the good deeds done? And before closing your eyes on a finished day, do you ever look over its pages to see if you have any credits with which to start another day? I find this a pretty good idea. Suppose you try. Short words are usually responsible for long family quarrels. Quit looking for the kind of work you feel that you would like to do, and learn to like that which you have to do and are perhaps better fitted for.
There's a bell ringer.
Money talks, but it is hard of hearing. Only bankers can call it. Thank you.